The eighth Mishnah in the second pair of Kedushin begins, Mekash Bechalko, Ben Kachim Kadoshim, Ben Kachim Kalim, Einem Mekadeshis. That if a Kohen betroths a woman with meat that he received from the sacrifice, the Korban, his portion, whether it was a Kachim Kalim, whether it was a Chatas, or whether it was Kachim Kalim, whether it was a Shlom, Einem Mekadeshis, it doesn't work because the Kohen's right to the meat is really only a right to eat it, not an actual ownership. If a person b'maiser sheni ben b'shog b'mezid lo kiddush, divrei Meir. Rav Meir says that if a person is mekadesh a woman with maiser sheni, which has a restriction that it's food that can only be eaten in Yerushalayim, so that whether he did that on purpose or whether he didn't, whether he did it by accident, that wouldn't work. That's not mekudeshes, because Rav Meir holds that it's not that maiser sheni is not considered value, not considered to be owned. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shogeg lo kiddush b'mezid kiddush. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you do it b'shogeg, then it doesn't work. But if you did it b'mezid, it does work because Maiser Sheni does have some form of mamon. So therefore, if it was done with the proper intentions and proper understanding, then the condition could be good. But if it was done b'shogeg, then that would have been a mistake in their understanding. The woman would not have known, and therefore that wouldn't be a good condition. The Mishnah continues with a hekdish. So now if a person used hekdish, something dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, if he used that to mekadesh a woman, so Rav Meir says, b'mezid kiddush b'shogeg lo kiddush, divrei Rav Meir. That if he did it on purpose, that actually works, that's good kiddushim. But if he did it by accident, it doesn't work, because Rav Meir holds that in order for the hekdish to be mischalel, in order for the hekdish to become a regular status, right, and then a person would just owe that equivalent value of that to the base of Mikdash. That can only be done if he does it b'mezid. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'shogeg kiddush b'mezid lo kiddush. That if a person, if he did it by accident with hekdish, then that actually works. That the hekdish is actually mischalel when he does it by accident. But if a person tried to be mischalel hekdish on purpose b'mezid, that doesn't work. And therefore it would remain hektish, which is asur b'hana, a person is not allowed to gain benefit from it, and therefore he would be unable to be mekadesh the woman with that. Mishnah Tess, the ninth Mishnah begins, mekadesh ba'arla, b'kilei akerim, b'shura niskal, b'egla rufa, b'tzipor, mitzora, b'sa'ar, nazir, petra chamor, b'basar, b'chalab, b'chulish nechtu, b'azara, enu mekudeshes. So what's the commonality here? That all these things listed are asur b'hana, it is forbidden to receive benefit from these things. So what do we have? Arla, kilei akerim, shor niskal, a shor that was sentenced to be stoned, egla, rufa, tzipor, mitzora, the birds that a mitzora was bringing as a korban, ubesar nazir, the hair of a nazir, petar chamor, the first born of a donkey, bas b'chal of meat and milk, or chulin a carbon that was sacrificed in the Beis HaMikdash. Those all, if a person was mekadesh with them, ain't mekudeshes. Mecharon v'kiddush b'dmehem. If a person sold any of these things and then he was mekadesh to a woman b'dmehem with the value that he received from the sale, then mekudeshes. That would actually work because once he sells them, the value he has, that is his own. He owes the equivalent of value of that, but the kedushin would work.